You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We want to talk a little bit about this all-AFC North team. So NFL.com did this. Dave Damashek was the one who did it. And this is what he's got. So at quarterback, well, why don't we do it this way? Why don't we each give Gibbs? Why don't you participate in this as well? Why don't we each give a who we think it should be, and then I'll tell you what it is.
Okay.
All right, quarterback, all-AFC North team. I'm going Ben Roethlisberger.
I agree.
I third that.
All right, and that's what they've got. So that's good. Running back, AFC North, I would go Le'Veon Bell.
Agree.
Can't argue that.
Okay, so and that's also two for two. Three wide receivers.
You have to go Brown, Green,
are
Antonio
locks.
Brown, and A.J. Green are locks.
Yep.
Now the third one, only because I have a list in front of me, to me is a little bit questionable. The third wide receiver,
They have Steve Smith.
They've got Steve Smith. So who's even in the running, right? Torrey Smith's gone.
Yep.
So Baltimore's got Steve Smith and Breshad Perriman, who they just drafted.
Yeah.
It's not going to be
Martavis Bryant.
Probably not yet.
No, not yet.
It's not going to be Mohamed Sanu or Marvin Jones.
No.
And it's not going to be anybody on the Browns.
Right.
So, I mean, it's Steve Smith almost by default.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's no one else out there.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure Browns fan wants to make an argument for Andrew Hawkins.
No.
But he didn't have the year Steve Smith had.
Not over Steve Smith. Yeah.
Okay. So then we're agreeance there. Tight end, I think in some cases, is by default as well. And they have Heath Miller of the Steelers. Simply because we're by committee here in Cleveland. Baltimore, is Pitta still there? But he was
hurt.
Yeah,
but he got hurt.
Okay. And then you figure...
What about in Cincinnati?
Tyler Eifert?
Nah.
No,
you still got to go with Miller.
Yeah.
Miller's
was Gresham still there?
Gresham is a free agent.
Yeah, but was he there last year?
Yeah, but this is for this year.
They're basing it on the upcoming season.
It's like right now, who is the best if you're putting your
money? Right, yeah, that's my bet.
It's Heath Miller by default, I think.
It is.
I mean, do you roll the dice on Max Williams? I don't think so yet.
No.
Yeah, I think
okay,
that's
so what does that say about the AFC North that two of the six positions are by default right now?
Steve Smith's a pretty good default third receiver.
Yeah, but you would think that
Well, if Josh Gordon wasn't suspended, it would be Josh Gordon, A.J. Green, Antonio Brown, and it would be just filthy.
Yeah.
But two out of the six are by default. That's
yes.
All.
Okay. All right. The offensive line will be nothing by default. Left tackle, Joe Thomas. We all in agreement with that?
Yes.
Yep.
Left guard, I'm going to say Betonio over Kevin Zeitler. But that could be my Browns bias. Kevin Zeitler's a very good player.
Right.
But I think Joel Betonio is a better player.
I'm willing to keep Zeitler on there.
I am as well.
Last year, Betonio was fifth on Pro Football Focus. Zeitler was ninth, and he missed four games. So I don't know if that's a little bit of a knock on him, you know, missing four games. Does he get a little bit of a nod for Betonio playing an extra 330 snaps?
Yeah.
That's where I would add him.
Okay. So that'd be the fourth Brown. You go to center. They've got Marquise Pouncey of the Steelers.
I disagree with. I think Alex Mack.
I think Alex Mack is the best.
I do too.
I think Alex Mack.
How much
of the
injury
center.
Had to come into play?
Pouncey to me is injury prone.
And it's supposed to be about this year. So to me, the fact that Alex Mack got hurt last year, I tried to have that help our boy Joel Betonio, but
yep.
It should not matter.
Right guard, Marshall Yanda, Baltimore.
Yes, absolutely.
And Whitworth at right tackle.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go defense.
So, but right now we're saying that you should at least add one more Brown, maybe two, to the offensive line.
I would agree. If you're offense,
yeah,
that's the thing I don't get. Everybody keeps saying the Browns' offensive line is one of the top, you know, should be one of the top five in football.
But this would have two.
I mean, you've only got one guy represented in the
in
AFC
your
North.
Division.
Yeah,
no, that's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
That's ridiculous. All right, so defensive line. They go Timmy Jernigan at one end, Geno Atkins at the tackle, and Cam Hayward at the other end. You're not going to get any arguments from me, and there's certainly no Browns right now that
no.
make it.
Can there be at the end of the year?
Sure.
Absolutely.
I'm not sold on Jernigan.
He was pretty good last year.
Yeah.
But who else are you going to put in there?
Dez Bryant?
That's a good question.
No.
No. Kruger is outside linebacker.
Because don't forget, Haloti Ngata left. Cam Hayward, I totally agree with. And then you got Timmy Jernigan.
Atkins is Atkins.
Atkins deserves to be there.
Now, see, but that's interesting.
Carlos Dunlap?
Atkins wasn't great last year.
He wasn't, but, I mean, I still would take him right now.
Yeah, but, I mean, he was hurt coming off of, you know, he's another injury guy that you can make the argument, like, why is Alex Mack not on instead of Pouncey?
The only guy that you could say, I think, is maybe Carlos Dunlap, and I would rather have Jernigan.
Okay.
The outside linebackers should both be from Baltimore.
They are.
And they are. Doomerville and Suggs. Agree with that completely. The inside backers, C.J. Mosley and Lawrence Timmons. I agree with C.J. Mosley. Listen, the guy was top 100 player, went to the Pro Bowl. Great pick.
As
I loved him as a rookie. Loved him out of Alabama. Lawrence Timmons, I mean, maybe it's just my bias, but I think Dansby certainly is better in coverage, and the numbers absolutely bear that out.
Timmons is very Timmons is very productive in that system.
He is, but did he have a better year than Dansby?
Maybe. I think also, too, weighing in anybody that does this is the type of season that you had. Had the Browns gone 9-7 and not 7-9, I think they get the nod in some of those situations. You might have saw Joel Bitonio over Zeitler. You might have saw Alex Mack over Pouncey. You might have saw Dansby over Timmons. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So because they were...
But then you're talking about this year, so why are you going off
All I'm saying is there's a slight bias that looms in everybody's mind, the same way that we're giving the Browns the nod simply because we're here in Cleveland. We're Browns fans. We want them to do well. They're going to get the nod simply, you know, indirectly in our mind. And I just thought that as you look at this, you can't go, I don't care what they did last year. I'm looking at them right now. That means you have to watch. Did this guy go through and watch every single play of the season to evaluate these guys? No. He went the general synopsis of where they rank, what he thinks, and I think record slightly, you know, sways someone's mind.
It does. It does. That would be a splitting hairs one, though. You could make the case for Dansby.
Yep.
You can make the case for Timmons. Mosley, I think, is a lock. Basically, what that says is the Ravens have three of the four best linebackers in the division on their team.
Yeah.
Which I think is right. Corners, Joe Hayden is one. Agreed with that. Jimmy Smith is the other, according to this list.
And I think that will – the Cleveland Browns could very well, at the end of the season, as I mentioned, have both corners being the best in the division.
They could. I'm surprised they didn't put a nickel corner in here because they should be. And a nickel corner would be Kaywan Williams.
Yeah. They just go base defense, though.
But they go three receivers on the offense and one running back.
And no fullback.
Yeah.
That's true.
So I would go Hayden. I'm absolutely fine with the Jimmy Smith call. You know, Pac-Man Jones is there. But I don't think Leon Hall. They didn't have great seasons. They're more on the downside. So I'm fine with that. But I think if you did have a nickel, that would be Kaywan Williams would be in there. And there should be a nickel included in this. This is the NFL. The teams play nickel more than 50% of the time now. Safety, Dante Whitner and Will Hill. How is Tashawn Gibson not there?
Tashawn Gibson makes top 100 list but can't make the All-AFC North team.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. So there should at least be, okay, so at least one more offensive lineman. At least.
And at least one more defense.
And at least
player.
One more defense.
Whether
probably
it's Dansby
two.
Or Tashawn.
Or Kaywan, because there
or
should
Kaywan.
Be a nickel in here.
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden you have six, then you're over your...
Kaywan shouldn't be on that list.
What are you talking about?
He shouldn't be on that list.
He's the best nickel corner in the AFC North.
Come on, man. No
Who's
way.
A better one?
Who's a better nickel corner in the AFC North?
Got to stay healthy. Got to stay on the field.
No, we're talking about right now. Who's the better...
Well, but we're going off of...
Who's a better nickel corner in the AFC North?
I have no idea. I'm not even looking at a roster. I'm looking at this list.
Are you guys both eating
Are you
right
eating
now?
Right now?
Maybe.
You guys both are.
I'm not eating.
You were.
Not when I... Now I was speaking. Which makes it a little bit different, I think.
No, it doesn't make it different. You had to pause like 20 seconds.
That's because Wilhelm went to me, and I had a
good mouthful. Play by Wilhelm on that, by the way.
It was.
It was not on
it
purpose.
Was funny.
You shouldn't have done it on purpose.
Well,
I think that he is the best nickel corner, Kaywan Williams, in the AFC North.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, you ready? Bryce McCain.
Who?
Exactly. Ladarius Webb, who plays outside mostly. Leon Hall would be the other one.
Yeah.
And that's it. And here's how you, here's, it's pretty easy. Kaywan Williams gave up on basically the same amount of snaps as all these other people, 202 yards. Leon Hall gave up 453. He is the best.
How many more games did Leon Hall play?
Than Kaywan Williams?
Yeah. I know Leon Hall's just as injury prone though.
Yeah, and so. Leon Hall's older and more outside. The lowest yards per cover snap of the guys in the slot for the season, you had Bryce McCain was probably the lowest in Pittsburgh. Kaywan was second. Kaywan had the best completion percentage against, though. Kaywan only gave 50% completions. Bryce McCain gave up about 66% completions. I think he's definitely.
But, I mean, he's not on the list. There's only two DBs that can make the team.
But there should be three. If you're going three receivers, you should have three DBs.
Don't force that down our throat, bro.
I will. It should be.
In your world, man.
Should Tashawn Gibson have been on there?
Why don't you do your own
Dante Whitner
and publish that?
He should have been over Dante Whitner, but they both should have been over Will Hill.
Yeah, I don't get the Will Hill thing.
So it's moot to me. Will Hill had a very good year. Will Hill's a good player.
Right.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong.
He didn't have as good a year as Tashawn Gibson.
Did he go to the Pro Bowl?
He did not have as good a year.
Did Will Hill go to the Pro Bowl?
He did not.
And he did not make the top 100 list, which Tashawn Gibson did both.
Also correct.
So that's my whole point is that's where some of the bias comes in, simply because it's an analyst or writer giving his opinion.
Yes.
And that's what makes this discussion roll, is we can disagree.
Yes, we can.
So we think there should have been at least two more Browns on here.
5 to 6.
Yeah, and I would have liked to see like them include gunners, because I think the Browns could have maybe had two gunners there.
Come on now, dude. Seriously?
What
position do you play? Gunner? No.
Specialists? There should be one specialist. There's one specialist who makes the Pro Bowl.
No. That's not on this list.
Get out of here.
No. When they do all pro at the end of the year, when they do all pro at the end of the year, do they specialist?
It's an all pro specialist.
No. Do they?
Positions. No, it's positions.
You don't make it as. No. You would know. You were special. You did a lot of special teams.
Yeah.
You're a special specialist.
Yeah. Never made a list because there wasn't one.
So yeah, special teams. The returner Antonio Brown, fine with me. Kicker Justin Tucker, fine with me. Punter Sam Koch, as we said earlier, he led the NFL in net yards for punting, so he deserves it. So we would see at least in our mind. The potential maximum would be four more Browns. Reality is probably somewhere around two.
Two.
Probably somewhere around two. All right, when we come back, we're going to hear from special teams coordinator Chris Tabor. Totally revamped his unit this offseason. We'll hear from him when we come back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.